views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome back to the show. For those of you tuning in for the first time, because you're the 11 o'clock people, welcome to the show. Well, we are so thrilled to have you join us here today. And it is so cool to have my friend, my colleague, Colette Steffen, joining me here today. For many of you, yep, you know her as, yes, she is the woman behind Truth Is Funny. And Colette Marie Steffen is the host of that fabulous show, but she is much, much more. We get her in between the gigs. She's been traveling around the world, bringing her message, teaching others how to absolutely plug in to the magnificence of their energetic self. What does that mean? If you listen to her show, you get to experience right live on air, which we're going to hear today, people, their lives, clearing that happens, transformations that happen. So, yes, this is a live call-in show for today. For those of you that want to connect with Colette, because today is energetic upgrade. Truth Is Funny host Colette Marie Steffen joining us here today. Now, I could sit here and do this big introduction about who she is and what she does, but she and I are going to talk about that as we get this show started. Why? Because it is so important to know what this journey leads us to. How we become all of that and much more. And so for those of you that are wondering about our lives, about what does it mean for us to step forth in the power of our yes, today's show is about that. Are you ready to give yourself total permission to be a greater version of you? How can we encode the thoughts that we have with our heart energy and create that powerful transmission into a better future? Tap into the greater whole of who we are. That's why Colette is with us today. Welcome to the show, Colette.
Thank you, Pat. It's such a pleasure to connect with you and all your listeners again. I really appreciate the opportunity.
So tell us a little bit, but let's just kick this off by talking about you, if we could. Now, I got to be with you on this journey in creating Truth Is Funny. I love that. But now you're traveling around the world. Tell folks about your work, what it has come to mean for you today, and what has this journey in this past year been like for you?
Oh, it's been fast. It's been very fast. It's been really amazing, and it's been very challenging in many ways because as we step into a greater version of ourselves, we have a tendency to have a need to let go of the older version. And quite often, you know, that can translate in many ways. And I have been, going through almost every transition that is possible in my life in many ways. Like I, you know, in the last year, just right after the day after starting my radio show, the very first show, I took off to come to British Columbia from Saskatchewan and ended up, this is in Canada, two provinces over, and ended up finding the house that I'm living in now and, ended up selling my other home and moving. And that meant, for the first time, my youngest daughter and I were not living together. And then, you know, getting this house all sorted out and everything. And then, as you, this is how, you know, a lot of times people will feel like, you know, when I call it like when the shift hits the fan, that it can be kind of messy and it'll be like, whoa, like, why does it all have to happen at once? And it doesn't all have to happen at once, but it, you know, as much as you can handle and as fast as you can travel, when you put yourself in that place of giving yourself total permission to step into who you really are, speak from your heart, be 100%, you know, in doing what your purpose, what your divine purpose is, when you start to really step into that and you let go of the fear, what happens is things happen very, very quickly. And so you'll experience, a lot of people will experience a lot of change very, very quickly. And for a lot of people, when there's a lot of change happening and it's happening very quickly, sometimes it'll really trigger people because we've all had experiences where there was a lot of discomfort with change. And so, but in actual fact, what is really happening is change is happening every second of every minute of every day. And as you become more aware of the change and as you become more aware of the challenges, I consider challenges to really be possibilities that are disguised as challenges. And so everything that is happening to each and every one of us, you know, we have choice about how we want to, you know, what our attitude is going to be about it, how we're going to move forward with it. And so if we make strong choices that come from our intuitive, our ability to connect with our intuition and to have insight and a strong perception around an awareness of what's happening, then the outcome generally is a much more pleasant one. And it may push us to our limits somewhat because most people are quite comfortable sitting in the comfort zone of, you know, what they are and who they have been and you know, like not shining, you know, out too brightly and, you know, standing out too much around others. And so for a lot of people, when we're in that process of change, it can feel very uncomfortable. And, you know, it takes, if we go inward and we really feel rather than think through it, we can generally find the answers very quickly and move through it in a powerful way. And I feel like for myself in this last year, you know, I had been talking about working with my colleague, Mark Kettenbach from Germany for, you know, almost 5 years now. We met almost 5 years ago in Philadelphia. And, you know, we did our first seminar together in Germany and, you know, it 3 weeks ago. And it was incredible. It was a beautiful experience. I had so much fun. The people that attended had so much fun. You know, him and I really work well together. And, you know, we just really, like, that the results that people were getting were better than any I've ever seen at a seminar. And it was just, like, really awesome, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, just really a cool, cool experience. And I'm not saying that it didn't have its challenges, because it certainly did. And, you know, then, you know, we traveled together and we were in Niagara Falls and I was able to meet with some old friends and I was able to meet with an amazing man who is part of the ashram that I was attending once in a while in New York. And on last Saturday, they feed 700 people on a Saturday. They feed, give 700 people food for enough for 3 days for their families.
Wow.
And it's not just the food that they're feeding. It's also, you know, a lot of other amazing things that they are doing for people, advocating for old people,
yeah,
et cetera. And to see, to really have a firsthand experience of that with someone who has such an open heart and that was actually in the process of doing this, it was an incredible experience for him to share, you know, his story and you know how he's come about doing that. It just was really inspiring. So I traveled for 3.5 weeks. I just got back a few days ago, and it's just been like incredible for me. I've never had such a calmness about me because I understand that I, you know, all of the trials and tribulations of getting to this point that I'm kind of in a place right now where I can feel the power of it and,
wow.
and the joy of it. And I honestly can say that I've never felt this,
wow.
you know, joyful about what I'm doing. Because it's
and it
fun.
Shows up
I
in
have
your work
so much
too.
Fun.
Yeah. And, you know, doesn't it show up in your work and in being a service of others? I mean, you know, today we're talking about energetic upgrade, and what you just described is an energetic upgrade for yourself.
Exactly. this is the beauty of it because, you know, we're receiving emails from people that attended the seminar. And, like, just for instance, even the woman that was my interpreter, I met her and she was just telling me that, you know, something about her family and her husband and her have been together for many years. And while she was at our seminar, you know, she stood up and gave a testimonial about this. Her husband had an experience where he realized that everything that she had been doing for the last 20 years, that he hadn't really honored her by believing in her. And when she got home, there was flowers in every room and every, you know, like, and he's very
wow.
joyful and happy. And she is also, and it was such a huge shift for her. And I mean, he didn't even attend the seminar, but this is the thing is that when we decide to make our, make choices for ourselves, to invest in ourselves, to become a better version of ourselves, we are also strengthening everyone else around us, our loved ones and the people that we connect with. And that's what's so cool about it. Like everybody has
yeah.
this ability.
Well, and, you know, this is really part of the conversation about how we each get the right to create an energetic upgrade. But a lot of times we need some help. So today when we come back, we're going to be opening up the phone lines. For more information, go to thetruthisfunny.com. Check it out. You're going to be able to see lots about Colette, about her show, and about her private sessions and much more. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will open up those phone lines for you. Colette will invite you, tell you a little bit about what these clearings, what these upgrades are all about during the show, how you
cool.
can be part of this live on air, and get ready to be as happy as she is. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Everybody, welcome. I want to welcome you back. Yeah, Colette Marie Steffen joining me here today. If you want to find out more about her and her fabulous, fabulous show, go to thetruthisfunny.com. We are going to open up the phone lines. Colette, let's tell folks a little bit about what today this energetic upgrade is going to be all about for them when they call into the show. Now, I've listened to your show, and I know many of our listeners have as well. And so whether you actually are able to call into the show or not today, I just want you all to know, well, we already have some people that have already called into the show. Very cool. We are here to help all of you create that energetic upgrade, that shift that you want. Colette is joining us here today. She does it on her show on a regular basis. She works with people all over the world. We are hoping that we can get her to Seattle and get her to do some of this stuff here.
I would love to do that, Pat.
I know. You and I are going to plan that. 1-800-930-2819. Toll free right into the show. 1-800-930-2819. Colette, before we go to Shirley, tell folks a little bit about what they should be ready to do, what they can expect.
Sure. I'm just going to do this the same way I do it on The Truth is Funny when I host my show. You know, I just ask the callers just to, you know, just give me, like, what's bothering them and kind of get a baseline for how much it's bothering them, and then we shift it. And I just want to explain that. How I work is getting in connection with what I call the Higher Self Network, which is HSN instead of MSN, basically. We're chatting all the time with each other in the unified field. And what's happening is we are in communication with each other. And so many, because human beings are so complicated, we operate on many existences, time and space, dimensions. What happens is we'll think we have a problem and it's about a specific thing. And it's actually, like, for instance, people might feel that they have a problem with their health. And in actuality, they don't have a problem with their health. They have a problem with, say, their finances. And their finances are keeping them awake at night. And the stress or the drain of the, yeah, the misinformation of that will keep people in a place where they, they'll be thinking, oh, it's my health, and it's actually financial. When you identify what the leading weakness actually is in that moment for that person, you can delete it just like you would on a computer, a program that's stagnating and slowing down the systems. Your spine is basically the hard drive of your computer, and your heart is the energy supply. And so when, you know, people are, you can clear energy on the midline on the spine, and if you're in alignment with the power from your heart, that's a huge, powerful transmission. Because, and when I speak of your heart, I'm not actually speaking, you can feel your heart, and you can feel the calmness that comes over you when you recognize the fact that your heart is always beating, and you don't have to tell it to. And so there's a perfection around that. The other thing is that, but we also have like a torus around our heart. It's a huge electromagnetic force. And when we tune into that, that's a And we use that energy, and then we clear any weaknesses on the midline, we can step into our power, and we can be, let go of things that are limiting us very, very quickly. And so we can, you know, that's basically what I'm doing is I'm connecting with people on the Higher Self Network, and it's about being neutral to what's happening to you at the time. And for me, it's, when I'm working with other people, it's easier always to be neutral when it's not your problem. You know, you may have noticed that, all of you listening, that if you have a problem, it can become to the point where you can't really find the solution because it goes, oh, you're recycling the questions over and over again in your mind. What we're going to do is get clarity and then shift it very quickly so that people can see that the challenges are really possibilities and move forward with the best one for them in that moment.
And, you know, you hit on it, boy. So you must be picking up that we may have some financial calls today, you know, because, you know, I've heard this over and over again, and this may be a time for some clearing on this. What you put your attention on expands. And I was listening to one of my CD things that I pop in every day, and I always like to play them in the background. Because, you know what, every once in a while you hear something. And, you know, there's this idea, right, that if you focus on something, it will expand, it will show up, it will attract. And, you know, we can do demonstrations of that for sure. Where, you know, I don't know about you, but I've been really good to address some things in my life that I really didn't want. But then again, how did they get to me, Colette? You know,
well, because energy goes where your thought, you know, energy flows where your thought goes.
That's right. Let's go to the phone. We have our first caller tuning into the show right now, Mr. Benny, who do we have?
Yeah, we'll travel up to Snohomish. We have Shirley joining us.
Hi, Shirley. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you bet. How can we help you today?
I'm definitely going through a lot of transition right now with divorce, finding a place to live, and supporting me and my daughter. So that's a big chunk of everything.
Wow, okay. That's it.
Okay, how old is your daughter?
She just turned 5.
Yeah, see, when you went to school when you were 5, how was that for you?
You know, I actually don't have any memory of it.
Yeah, it's coming up like suppressing that. So, you know, you're going through this major transition at the same time your daughter is transitioning into the age where she's going to be going to school. And so are you just newly divorced or something?
Right, just going through the process, yes.
Okay, because this is what's coming up, relationships. So let's get you just feel your daughter right now and you feel your yourself right now. You're coming from a survival. And it's coming up from your base chakra. So we're just going to strengthen you that, you know, your physical potential that you can provide for yourself and you can provide for your daughter. And it's coming up educational experiences that you've had for yourself. We don't want those to affect your daughter. So we strengthen her to being able to step into her potential as you step into yours. There's some information coming in here. It's coming up collective influence. It's kind of those external forces coming at you, that single parents that we've, you know, my friend Mark, my colleague Mark said, you know, he doesn't have children, so it's really easy for him to say this because he's neutral to it, right? But he said, like, well, it doesn't matter. You're going to screw your children up one way or another.
Lovely.
Like, you know, so, and I kind of wanted to smack him upside the head when he said that, to me, to be honest, because I'm like, how would you know? But he was absolutely correct because he's neutral, right? Because he said what happens is we could tell ourselves a story, you know, where we do absolutely everything for our children and we want them to have this perfect life and we don't want them to have any problems or anything going on in their lives that are terrible. And so, you know, we shelter them from everything. And then when they get older, the world teaches them that they're not the princess or the prince that they thought they were, that they aren't always going to get their way. And the world is much more harsh about that than we as parents would be to our own children generally. So we just strengthen you to that. And then on the other side, we could be in a place where we end up getting divorced and we cause pain for our children because we're separating from, you know, causing separation in the family dynamic. And that's coming up as a weakness for you. So we're just going to strengthen you to that she doesn't have to be damaged by this situation. She could actually be strengthened by it, and so could you. And it actually is, energetically, when I get in touch with it, you're making a choice that you're strong to making. Do you get that? Do you feel that in your heart?
I do. I have no question that I'm doing the right thing and that I am strong to provide.
Okay, so what's important for you to recognize, let's just strengthen your that your soul and your body and your spirit are strong, And that chaos coming from the external forces outside of you that don't belong to you, the collective influence, cultural experiences, religious experiences, educational experiences. There's a lot of factors coming in here right now that we're just going to strengthen you, that you have strong boundaries to those, so that the fears of women that have gone before you and go after you, that, you know, that you aren't going to take those fears on as your own. So we strengthen your internal boundaries, that when you ask yourself a question about what's the very worst thing that could happen here, and get in touch with that. You don't have to say it out loud.
Right.
You know, a lot of what's coming up for a lot of people listening right now, because this is collective, is, that there won't be enough food on the table, that, you know, you won't have a place to live, you'll be out in the street, you could starve to death, that you're not going to fulfill your purpose as a mother, and then also failure. And so let's just get you in a place where you let go of failure and success and other people's perception of failure and success, that this marriage is a failure. A lot of people get married for different reasons, and many times I've come across this, where women will marry a man because they want him to be the father of their child. Now, just because someone is the father of your child does not necessarily mean that they are good husband material, or that you're right. The mother of the child, that you're good wife material. Those are two separate things. And so we just strengthen that, you know, if the purpose of your union was to produce this beautiful child, then she's your gift. She's a gift for both you and her father. And we just strengthen that up and down the family line, that all the choices that you make would be beneficial choices that would strengthen both you and your daughter and her father. And so we take you to him and him back to you, and we strengthen energetically all the love you have for each other and all the love that you have for your daughter. And then we strengthen to let go of all of the regrets and the guilt and the anger, and there's just a lot of other stuff coming up. And we just strengthen the communication, the intuitive communication between you, your daughter, and her father. And then we strengthen external forces, like the in-laws, the outlaws, the cultural influences. You know, all that. Don't take advice from people who don't have to live the consequences. We also strengthen you to the lawyers, the accountants, the bean counters, the judgments, the criticisms as you're going through this process, that you don't have to take them personally, okay?
Right.
So we just strengthen you to that. All the outside influences when you get divorced, there's many of them. Trust me, I've been through it. And so many of those external forces are fears from other people. They're actually not your fears. And so let's get you really strong here, that you're going to be able to lead yourself and your daughter through this in a very strong way. You're going to show her exactly what a powerful, divine, feminine, strong woman does to step into her power. And you're going to empower your daughter, and at the same time, you're going to empower her father to be a really great man and a great father. And so that she has that coming from all directions, 100% infinite potential, letting go of the story outside of you that is like breaking down that the triad of your body, soul, spirit, or your daughter's body, soul, and spirit, or her father's body, soul, spirit. So when you get in touch with it now, does it feel the same or different?
It feels more whole.
Yeah. So you are a whole person.
Yeah.
And so we just strengthen you to that that's what you're working towards. Many people get married for many, many reasons. And so, you know, it could be reasonable to say that perhaps you fulfilled the reasons why you married this man and why he married you.
Right.
And so it doesn't have to be perceived as a failure.
Right.
That can be a perception that's left for other people and not for you, him, or your daughter.
Right.
And so we just strengthen that for you, that, you know, that there's more love than there is fight. You know, and when I get in touch with that now, I didn't ask you, like when we started, how much it was bothering you. But on a scale of 1 to 10 now, 10 being like, oh, my God, I can't stand it. Where are you at on that scale?
As far as it being a failure?
No, as far as you being able to handle being a single mom with your daughter.
Oh. I would give it a 2.
Yeah, that's what I was getting, is that you're at a 2 right now. And so that's not, that's kind of like you're 80% willing now to step into your potential as a single mother.
Right.
And so let's just get you strong to standing on the earth at the speed she's traveling at right now. You're never a single mother because you are always sustained and supported by Mother Earth. And let's get you strong to all the women around you, that you will attract women to you who will who are also strong mothers and who are able to benefit you and your daughter. Let's just strengthen that for you. Any benefit you've ever put out to another human being, that would now be returned to you.
Awesome.
And that it would be returned to you in a way that it will strengthen the relationship between you and your daughter and also between her and her father. So it's just going to be a 100% win-win-win for all three of you.
Right.
And we get you in. And see, there's a bit of you that still wants to fight.
Wow.
You know, and so that's a natural thing. We just get you strong to it, that you don't have to fight for success, or you don't have to fight, you know, to be, to make this decision right. You don't have to fuel yourself with anger anymore. You could fuel yourself now with just moving forward into your infinite potential, giving yourself permission to do that, you can let go of the shoulds, coulds, woulds is what's coming up.
Right.
So when you get in touch with that now, I can feel your perception. See, while I'm talking, what I'm doing is I'm strengthening you energetically and deleting a bunch of stuff I'm not talking about. And at the same time, I'm connecting with all the other listeners, all the other moms out there, all the other dads out there, all the other children out there that have ever had to be, you know, have been in a situation where they're feeling separate and separated from their loved ones. That's the real weakness that's coming up here. So we just strengthen you and you know, and strengthen everybody else listening in to let go of that fear and step into the love. Give yourself permission to be a full, complete being. How does that feel now?
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
See, that now when I energetic, like you're 100% willing, ready, able, deserving, committed, and neutral to stepping into this power.
Wow.
And so we strengthen you that you open doors with this power now, with the full support of Mother Earth, okay? So you can, on the molecular level, have a success in manifesting what you need on this physical world, supported totally by all the mothers of the Earth.
Wow. Awesome. Wow.
You're never, ever alone. It's impossible.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. You know, let's take a short break. Colette, you could finish up a little bit here during the break.
Sure.
With her. Let's take a short break. We're going to take a short break. For those of you out there that want to experience this for yourselves, we have opened up the phone lines, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back with the show and my very special guest, Colette Marie Steffen. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Check, check, testing. It's clear out there.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Colette is joining us here today, Colette Marie Steffen. For those of you out there, we may have time for one more caller. If you want to clear some things in your life, if you're trying to figure out how am I going to get that next client, how am I going to make that next sale, how am I going to pay that next mortgage, how am I going to attract the love of my life, how am I going to get this illness, this disease in my body gone for good, we would love to invite you to call into the show and talk about how to get an energetic upgrade right here and right now. 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to skip the next break for those of you out there. You know, Colette, thank you. That was very, very powerful. What is the importance of doing what you just demonstrated on the show? What is the importance of this? Tell us how this energetic upgrade clears the pathway. And, you know, what are some of the things that you've seen happen with people? You know, you mentioned earlier about finances, so you've just come off a bunch of workshops. I wonder if that was a theme. What if that was a theme of the day?
People quite often, like, for instance, like I said, they'll be confused as to what the real issue is. Like, let's say, for instance, that someone has a, you know, they decide, okay, I want to make $100,000 more this year, but that's going to be really, really challenging. And you have this belief that, okay, it's going to be really challenging, but I'm going to make this $100,000 a year. Well, the universe just might give you more challenges, you know, make it more challenging for you because that's what you're putting out to the universe. Whereas if you step into the ease of, okay, well, I'm going to benefit others and I'm going to benefit others with beneficial information, then the money would just flow to you instead. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody is like we can get into this trap where a lot of with the last caller, a lot of what was bothering her wasn't even coming from her. It was coming from outside of her and the fears of the people around her. And one thing that really does come up quite a bit when women get divorced is and men too, but, you know, it comes up a lot with women. A lot of the other women are jealous.
Mm.
And they're, you know, and jealousy is just when you are, you know, it looks like it's the opposite, you know, but it's, there's a certain freedom when a woman's out there on the loose on her own, you know.
Yes.
And so this just comes up from like generation after generation after generation after generation. When you consider that women, you know, it hasn't been that long that we, like even now, we still don't have 100% equal rights in government, in the workforce, et cetera, right? So right. If you consider that, there, you know, our grandmothers down the line did not have as many rights as we did, and even people like, you know, in this world right now, still, because they are women, do not share equal rights with men. And so a lot of that comes up because of the past, there's more past generations that have had that experience, both male and female, that it creates issues for us now. And so we can let that all go. If you're standing at the buffet of life and you have this beautiful, beautiful meal in front of you and you're hanging on to your old plate with the old scraps on it and you won't put it down, it's very challenging then to, you know, enjoy the food. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody, that, you know, we have infinite possibilities because we're infinite beings. And our number one limitation is ourselves and our perception of what's really going on. We are steering our reality 24/7. As we become more aware of it and we let go of, like energetically letting go of a lot of things that don't even belong to us, they're past stories, past history, that what happens is then we can step into our potential and strengthen both, you know, men and women on the planet and have an evenness there. Every individual on this planet, every man and woman is partly masculine and partly feminine. That's just the way it is. And so anything that happens between men and women is actually happening within ourselves.
Yeah.
And so if we're struggling with those relationships, we're struggling with our male and female aspects of ourselves. And the beautiful people around us, and especially the ones that are most challenging, are just reflecting back to us our greatest fears about ourselves. And so this is like we are mirroring back and forth to each other our disappointments and our, you know, joys, I guess you could say. And so we just strengthen for everybody to have that awareness, that perception, and to have the insight to listen, to feel instead of think. You know, when you ask a question and you wait for a logical answer, you'll just get another question. That's why Einstein was so brilliant. Einstein would ask a question, and then he would use his intuition to get the answer.
There you go. Hey, we've got somebody waiting to get it. So, you know, I'll tell you what, we got everybody fired up here today. You know, we have someone waiting. Let's go to the phones. Joy, Mr. Benny, I think we have Joy waiting for us.
Certainly do. Joy calling in from Kirkland. Welcome to the show.
Hey,
thank
Joy.
You so much for having me.
Hi.
That's a great name.
I don't know that I've got a specific question, but and I just heard as I was driving in something about energetic upgrades, so I was calling in for that, I guess.
Okay. Well, it's always cool when you have Joy calling. So is there something that you would like to shift in your life right now that you would like to experience that you're not experiencing?
I can't really think of anything except probably what everybody complains about, not having enough time to get all the things I want to do in a day done.
Okay, wow. So let's get you strong right now, body, soul, spirit, your that triad, because your perception that everybody has that problem is incorrect. I'd say 40% of the population have that problem at this moment, right now, that they can't get enough done. That there's not enough time in the day. Now, it's really common for people right now because we're traveling really fast to feel that, but not everybody is bothered about it like you are. So when you get in touch with that and you think about not having enough time to get things done in the day, how much does that bother you, like 10 being the absolute worst, 0 being that doesn't hardly bother you at all?
Oh, probably a 5. I mean, I own a little business, and I've got a bunch of other ideas I want to get to. I want to start a bunch of other ones, and it's just I don't have enough of me to go around to get. I've just got so many things
okay,
I want to
so
do.
Let's get you really strong to your natural ability as a human being. It is natural to want to expand and accelerate along with the earth and with the universe. And what's happening right now for the vast majority of people on this planet is that we are in a place right now where we have never traveled this fast. That's because we have the internet. We have a lot of information coming in. Information equals energy. And so this is what you're describing is it's kind of like you're going into overwhelm because of all the things that you're not getting done rather than enjoying the things that you are getting done. So we just get you really strong to this is more about your fitness, actually, than it is about anything else. So we just strengthen you to have the fitness that you have timing, and that it that you're able to use your timing of getting what you want in an efficient way. So using time efficiently. The real weakness that I'm picking up when you say that there's not enough time in a day is that there's not enough time for you in this lifetime to get what you want done.
Okay.
And so how old are you now?
I'm 56.
Okay. So let's just get you really strong to moving into this last decade, you know, or this, or not the decade, but this last half century of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if you were to live to be 120, then you haven't even gotten halfway there yet.
Uh-huh.
So we're just strengthening you to that, because you're looking at it from the perspective that you're almost like you're running out of time. And so we just strengthen you to the ability to tap into time in a different way, not linear time, but time there, you know, time and space, there's perfect structure to it. And so what I'm getting for you, like even you calling in right now and not even knowing what this was about is really funny. It's hilarious, really, because like it's kind of like you're always in the right place at the right time. You just proved it.
Wow.
And this is what people, if you start to realize that, that you don't take, you don't have to judge what you're going through right now. You don't have to define it as being good or bad. The things that you got done today are good, and the things that you didn't get done, that's bad, or it's really positive that you got this, 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 and this done, but it's really negative that you didn't get this, 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 and that done. If you let all of that go and you just allow yourself to experience the day and you don't put any judgment on it in any way, shape, or form, then whatever you did and wherever you are in that day is exactly perfect for you at that moment.
Okay.
And we just strengthen that for you, that your perception opens up to that. And for everybody listening in, that you have the insight to recognize that sometimes when we're, it feels like we're going backwards, that's a natural event in nature. Like if you've heard about the Fibonacci series, that's the set of numbers, you know, and the numbers, we add them up, and then the numbers reach back into the past to add a number to get, you know, for the next number. It's very normal for people to feel like they're going backwards before they go forward. This is about fitness. We reach a plateau, you know, we work, we get to where we want to go, and then we kind of get to a plateau. And you'll see this in sports with many people when they're excelling at a sport or they're working towards, you know, excelling at a sport. What will happen is they'll reach plateaus in their fitness and in their ability to hit their mark. And what happens is some people will just finally decide, ah, this is good enough and this is where I want to stay. And then other people will decide, ah, I want to go even better. I want to get faster. I want to climb higher, whatever. This is true of, I'm not just talking about physical fitness. I'm talking about your fitness to be, you know, in the workforce, your fitness to be a mother, a parent, fitness to be a father, fitness to be, you know, in your career, in all aspects of your life. What happens is when you choose to go to the next plateau, sometimes you'll have a bit of a struggle because you're learning new skills and you're stepping into your potential even more fully. But eventually you'll get to the top and you'll be at that plateau again. And as we do this as human beings, as we move forward and we step into our potential in that way, it is a joyful thing to do. And we create joy for those around us. And so let's just get you strong to that, that, you know, wherever you're at right now, it's absolutely perfect, and that you can actually have the insight to see exactly what the next step is without having any fear about that,
that
it would be automatic for you, that you would step into your potential. And, you know, you're strong to that. Like, I'm getting that your ability to perceive the next step is very, you know, consistent steps of action. And so we just get that strong for you and for other people around you. And so when you think about it now, about getting what you want, how does it feel in comparison to how it did a couple minutes ago?
I don't really have a good read. I guess what you said all makes sense and sounds like a good path.
Okay, so a lot of times when people are in the middle of shifting, it'll feel like you can't get, you know, like it's what we would call a neutrality. When you get neutral, then you're able to step into the next step. And so this is what you're processing right now. So we just strengthen you to process it as quickly as or as slowly as you. The timing is absolutely perfect for you. And for anyone else listening in, being strong to recognizing that when you are in this journey that there's going to be some discomfort. And that's when people feel discomfort, it's generally because you're stepping into your next level of potential. And so we just get everybody strong to that discomfort is just like very short and sweet. And it doesn't have to, it's coming up not having to be bittersweet. So we just strengthen you to that. Your name itself, you know, you have a lot to live up to because you were given the name Joy.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so we just strengthen you to your name and strengthen you to your parents naming you that and their clarity about who you are. Was that your given name?
Wow. Yeah.
Did your parents give you that name?
Yes, yeah, my parents, that's my birth name.
Yeah. See how smart they are?
Oh, that's so funny. Wow.
Have you ever had any doubt? There you go.
So good. Thank you, Joy. Thank you so much for calling into the show today.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Wow. Colette, can you tell folks how they can schedule a full session with you?
Sure.
You know, how they can find out more about you, more your upcoming events, your radio show, and all of the above.
Sure. You can go to thetruthisfunny.com, and you can find out all about the radio show there, and you can also find out about my private sessions there and how to book them. Also, Mark and I, my colleague, are have more seminars coming up, and you can go to energeticupgrade.com, that's all one word, and you can go there and find out more information. We'll be in Vancouver, back in Germany, and also in Birmingham. We're working on a seminar in Birmingham, England. So, you know, and also what I want to let people know is when you connect with me on my radio show, I have four of my favorite practitioners that I work with that
wow.
I've been working with for six years, you know, 4 years, 5 years. And these are people that I've been working with, and that we are there for you on Wednesday mornings at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. You're welcome to call in, and we'll do our best to shift as quickly as we can anything that would be limiting your potential. And so I'm using that show as a vehicle to share information, how to steer your reality in a real powerful way, and also for those of you who are listening in that would like to experience an energetic shift, you know, feel free to call in and, you know, and benefit from that. As each and every one of us steps into our potential and moves forward, we give permission to everybody else around us to do it. And so this is what I'm so passionate about, because as you see this happening, how people are living their dreams and they're, you know, emailing back and just from, you know, 10 minutes on the radio show, and they're like, I'm moving forward. Finally, I'm moving forward. That is really, really powerful. And it's really something that I really want to thank you, Pat, for giving me the opportunity to share with people on such a broad scale.
Yeah, well, it is an honor, and we're going to be doing a lot more of this. We've got so much planned for everybody out there, but go ahead and check out the website, check out what Colette's about, sign up for her newsletter. It's incredible, and you can do this at her incredible website, thetruthisfunny.com.
Oh, and I was also going to say, Pat, I forgot,
yeah.
if people go to my new Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette, we're
yeah.
sending them a PDF and a recording on how to charge crystals to clear the waters of the earth.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Fun.
And it's really easy to do. If you all go to her website, you just click on the Facebook button, all of the above, everybody. Colette, thank you for an amazing show. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Oh, thank you, Pat. It was a pleasure connecting with you again.
And I love your pictures on Facebook of you doing the seminars. Very nice.
Thank you.
Good job. All right, everybody. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time.
Are you tired of being tired?
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit the drpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
Holistique Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistique Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit HealingResonance.us. That's HealingResonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com.